Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Young, and I'm in Nigeria. Like, a lot of people ask me that question: are you a Nigerian? Where are you from? Blah blah blah. My dad is Igbo, my mom is from Calabar, so yeah, but my name, that's my real name actually. It has a long meaning, but I'm not going to tell you, God forbid, before niggas start to yab me. But yeah, anyways, welcome to my podcast. This is the first episode. I've like been trying to start this thing, but I don't really know how to start it. I'm just happy right now that I have something to talk about, because you know I've been struggling with like creating content and all that. But yeah, you know, yesterday was a very important day in the lives of many. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, February the 14th. I know it's actually to me, nobody should drag me for this one, but like Valentine's Day is actually overhyped. I swear, fact, just overhyped. And like people just put so much worth on that one single day that it's easy to overlook the efforts your partner might have put in over however long you guys have been together. And like it shouldn't happen, you know. I think the competition, because internet, social media, everybody wants to flex, everybody wants to stunt, you know, everybody wants to pressure, you know, oppress. I don't know who is a Nigerian, but yeah, in Nigeria a lot of people just oppress others. We like flexing and like clout and all that. So yeah, this Valentine's Day I got a girlfriend actually. Yeah, that was crazy. Like that was crazy actually. So I got a girlfriend and like it was so hard. Like I just talking to her just makes me feel good. So I don't even know, like Dev was just pushing me, go do it. So yeah, I was doing it too. I was talking to her, like telling her how I really feel and all that. And yeah, she was like she agreed. Then when she agreed, I was like, wait, so do you actually understand what's happening right now? Because you know, I don't like stress, I swear. So like I have to be very sure. Some people will be like, oh, the man is supposed to like not ask, you know, there are some things you're not supposed to ask. Just like as a guy, you're not supposed to ask, should I kiss you? You're just supposed to like feel the vibe. Like say you get jazz, you're just supposed to expect them, you know, just lean in. If she tell you slap, you go, you be man now, you go collect the slap, you be shock absorber. You go collect them. God, that was a dumb joke. Anyhow, so I have a girlfriend now. And like I asked out and I was fucking scared. But like I wasn't really, really fucking scared like that, because you know, if she said no, I'll just be like, okay, we could still be friends though, because I actually really like her. So I just did not want to lose her. Actually, now I think about it, but like I haven't gotten anything for her actually for Valentine's Day, because I'm not broke, but like the money I have is for hustle, you get. So the plan is to hustle and like get her times two of what, like if I get her like times 20 of what I could get her before. Because before, like until I buy cake, chocolates, flour, finish now. But like now, I mean, I could get flowers from like Italy or something. Do you feel me? And that's way better to me, sha. Or if I just fly out to Italy, let that be seen, the flowers there. Like, is that not calm? Like, what do you think? It's fucking hard. I love it. So, yeah, and she understands now. And she the hustle as well. So, I know the stress now. But yeah, last year, actually, I was dating another girl last year, we weren't even really dating. Just like something that happened. Do you understand? And it was deep, actually. Just that I don't know what, like, there were no actual technical labels. Before me can no go, before somebody who puts bell in my comments, I beg. So around this time last year was when we even like became a couple, because obviously I've been talking to her now. Then Valentine's Day came, and like I wasn't really sure like she wanted a relationship and all that, because she does all these G's that like just calm you, feel, you know, the stress things, all the kind of thing. So she now got a cake for herself on Valentine's Day now. Oh, actually, she told me she was getting a cake, but I didn't like want to ask on that Valentine's Day, because I wanted to avoid billing. Let me not lie. I wanted to avoid billing. So I was like, okay, let me just ghost that whole February 14th now. That's why I can't ghost now. And I text, like, she actually texted me on 13th or something. I don't know, I know the last message was her message. So I now came that 15th, and I like, hey. that was funny as hell. I'm not like, hey, I can't really remember how the conversation went, Sha. But one thing, Sha told me that like she liked me and all that. I was like, calm. Then I was not like, oh, why did you say it's yesterday? Not as if I have money to give out. I just did cruise. Yes. As a human being, in fact, you have to know how to cruise. You can't just be putting your cards on the table, like make everybody just say na pick two deal. They go give you general market. She feel me. You understand? So guy, that's drop FMT, bro. I'm putting you guys on game right now, like, you feel me? Just listen to my podcast to be like this every time. So yeah, she chat told me she liked me, and that's just a weird thing. That one ended one kind of shot. Oh yeah, I just found that day. I can't be stressing myself like this, please. I hate stress. Maybe I said it. But yeah, like Valentine's Day should not be what it is. In fact, you can just show your mom love. Do you get? Just show your mom love now. My mom is hard. Like she's done a lot of shit for me. I don't know about you, Shabba. She's done a lot of shit for me. See, do you notice what I just did now? I just like casually oppressed some people right now. Just casually. Without my whole mom, she does a lot of things for me. That's just Nigerian blood in me. Very soon, you see me with my Igbo shoe. You know that Igbo shoe that used to curve and go up, eh? With my big ass trousers. Now I wear rosary. God, that rosary is fresh, you know? Like, if you check those pictures of Igbo men wearing rosaries, if you check it now, you see that it's actually fresh. Like, they were actually onto something. Those, they are singlets and like and pencil jeans. No, it was carrots. carrots jeans, man. Like 2012, that period was a cruise. That was when Wizkid came. Now he was wearing it with us. Now he's forming Whiskey Baby Sabi from my side that year. We Sabi, I was gonna say, guy, they are Shana Smooth. Guy, who they wear Dolce, you know, Gucci, all this. Go come, they drop some kind of fashion, go wear slippers, come perform. Guy, does proud. For me, say, if I go proud, if I be star boy, Shana, no be by mouth, no worry. Yeah, that's the end of my podcast. I don't even know what I said. Like, that's the funny thing. I'm just recording in my house alone, because, like, I stay alone. So, like, I'm just in darkness recording this podcast. Do you know what? This is what loneliness feels like. I don't know. I'm actually not really lonely. I'm just... No, wait, what's the difference? Lonely or alone? I said, I don't even know. Lonely. Ah. Okay, lonely is when you don't have anybody. But alone is when you are like physically alone. You feel? So I'm not lonely. I'm alone. Mm-hmm. Please, before they will say, ah. Let's Twitter people. I said, I'm waiting for the day they will drag me, sha. God knows I'll just. God knows I'll just lock my account. Because I cannot leave Twitter for you now. We'll just lock it for that day. You will drag me. If I feel gingered, I'll come back. I will attack. Ghana, gather all my. This thing. Gather everything down. Come back. Fire. Well, that's another day. We'll fight another day. I hope you guys will stay and fight with me. I don't know who is listening to this, but like, you're a G, like for real. Like, you're here with me. Do you get at the start of the journey where it's just us, me and you? I'm alone. Who knows if you'll be alone listening to this as well? But make sure you're not lonely. Shave for me. Ask that babe out, ask that boy out. Like, just run it. I don't have to ask him out, just bring him closer, like bring her closer. Tell them you would like to be around them, you know. Life must be hard. I say life must be hard. That's just money. And money remain. If money they are. Anyhow, Sha. Y'all niggas, thank you for listening. Podcast drops maybe every twice a week, Sha. Yeah. So thank you for listening. Bye.